All right, so I'll start off today's podcast, and it's hello. Hey, what's up? Okay, Super Dark Black was on the call, and for some issues, we couldn't able to connect to him. Before me starting this, let me just tell you why you want to listen to me. This is the series of Transformation of 90 Days, which you might have heard about in YouTube channels, and there are so many people who are promoting the same thing, and they're starting their own series even in the pandemic, and some people have already done. It's quite popular, isn't it? Like letting people know that we can transform you within 90 days, and it's quite easy. It's quite not that tedious. Getting a call. Hello. Yeah, your voice is breaking. It's not properly audible. It's breaking. It's breaking. I think you have some issues with your network, I guess. Can you just check with your network? Yeah. So, whomsoever joined with me on the call. So, as I mentioned, okay, yeah, let me just tell you, this is a podcast on transformation, which is a body transformation, a fitness transformation.
So that transformation can is not only all about building that muscles or looking very with full chiseled body and all these things. It's not the only transformation. Anything which can able to adapt, which you can adapt and make changes in your body, or would like to see a change in your body, that is nothing but the transformation. So yeah, we will be doing a transformation, and I will be starting from today. And that's the reason I'm doing this podcast. I'm not sure how many of you are interested or how many of you want to transform yourself in this. Whoever is interested, they can join with me on this, and I'll be sharing you the updates once in 3 days. Depends upon the interaction, how much I get from this platform and from you people. If I'm getting good interaction, good response from people, I'll be doing it every single day. If I don't get anything, I'll rather come once in a month and rather tell you. Depends upon the interaction, as I said. So yeah, there are so many ways of transformations you can see. Some people go completely on the nutrition aspect, some people go completely on the workout aspect, some people mix yoga, some people mix martial arts, some people go with boxing, some people go with running, jogging, skipping. There are many ways where you can make your body go to extreme state and starts working, and your metabolic rate will start increasing, shoot up to an extent, immunity. There are a lot of other factors which influences when you're in a transformation, and there are multiple numerous ways as well in terms of fitness. So even in terms of nutrition, you can see there are thousands of diets which you can see, which is intermittent fasting. You have the keto diet, you have the 3 meals diet, 6 meal diet. You have the all liquid diet, GM diet, that this. So there are thousands of nutrition plans available for you, the thousands of ways you can start your fitness regime or the nutrition regime. There are so many ways, but we have to come to a conclusion that which one is suitable for me, which one I can adapt to for the long run, for at least for the next 50 days or 70 days. Will I be able to get hold of the same plan which I'm taking it right now? Most of the people generally go for keto, and depends upon the countries, right? If you're from the Asian country, you hardly get protein here. I mean, like you find very less number of protein sources in our country. But when you go to the West, you will be finding a lot of protein sources. So for you, the keto will work for you. For us, it will not work. So depends upon the region you are come from, depends upon the place you are in. So it's all depends upon your availability and sustainability. More importantly, if you can able to sustain any particular diet, that diet is for you. There is nothing called this diet itself, you have to follow the same thing. It's all about if you can able to sustain one thing, then that is for you. So make sure that which one is very feasible for you. Think about your office hours, working hours, free time, working out time, working hours as in your office hours, and then working time as in your gym time or the workout time. There are, as I mentioned, there are so many types of workouts out there, and you can choose anyone for it. And the best one would be the strength training as in lifting weights, or else you can go for kickboxing, or else you can go for martial arts. These are quite extreme to your body, and if you are a newbie, which means you have not worked more than a year or half or 6 months,
then your body will get difficult to adapt to the changes which you will be putting yourself in, and you will be seeing newbie gains initially. That would be an advantage, because you see that something is happening in your system, because your body has never gone through such torture. Your muscle tissues and fibers have not gone to that torture, so it will be difficult for your body to hold in. And when you manage to consume good amount of protein sources in your diet, then your body will able to respond to the way how you are consuming food. But again, if you are an advanced, if you are an intermediate, then there might not be a good chances of your body responding to you initially, because your body, your muscle memory, the conditioning of your body, everything will already been manicured. So that is also one aspect you have to consider before going for any transformation. And let me tell you, the people who are experienced, whose muscle maturity is too much, they can able to transform their body in 3 months. 90 days is 3 months. It's not that of a big deal, because they know which diet will work for them. They know they know which workout will work for them. They basically know which, what to do and what not to do. And for the newbies, like the people who are trying now, they might have to go for a lot of hardship. They have to think, whether will this diet work for me? Will this food work for me? Will this meal timings work for me? There are thousands of doubts you'll get, whether this will work or that will work. Should I go completely vegan? Should I go egg plus vegetarian? Can I also go with non-vegetarian? In that, can I skip beef? Can I skip pork? Can I skip ham? There are so many different types of options you have in terms of nutrition, and even in terms of workout. And this transformation 90 days, here I'm following GVT, which is German volume training, along with intermittent fasting. Of course, it's a combination which many of you might have heard of, and many of you might have not heard of, because of the extensiveness which brings into the picture. Like the German volume training, for that reason, it is not that easy. It's not for every single person. It's for the advanced and intermediate people. Even the beginners can also try it, but they might go completely blackout, and they might feel that this is not for me, and they might even feel like vomiting and all these things. So there are a lot of issues with German volume training. This is not for everyone. And when it comes to intermittent fasting, again, this is conventional fasting, which Indians used to do in the back in 100 years, 200, 300, 1,000 years even, for that that concern. They've been the origin of this particular form of fasting, and they used to do it. And we are just given a different name for it. For fasting, we have given a new name, which is called intermittent fasting. This name has come from West, and I will be following intermittent fasting plus German volume training. And if anyone of you have any doubts on these things, if anyone of you have anything to ask or say or guide me anything, please do come on the pod, on the call, or stay in the comment section, or rather guide me in the comment section. That would be rather helpful for me. And yeah, I'll just wait for a couple more minutes. If no one in comments anything, no one calls me in, then I'll rather try to explain my training routine, and then I'll finish up the podcast. So as I already mentioned, it is GVT plus IF, and GVT will be of 90 days, and IF will be of same thing, 90 days. So I'll be following IF and GVT at the same time for this transformation. And I will be starting from today itself. And my conditioning of the body is way bad. It's not that good. The immunity levels are dropped down. The metabolism rate is completely low. And my body fat percentage has gone more than 25 by now. So you can say that it's quite obese. So I'll be aiming for 15 kgs of a drop from today to 90 days from now. So this is the transformation, and I'll be following GVT, which is German volume training plus intermittent fasting. I'm talking about the physical transformation, like, you know, the body transformation. It can be of through anything. You can work out with weights. You can go for running, jogging, yoga, martial arts, or kickboxing,
or you can play any sport like cricket, football, anything. So some sort of physical exercise along with nutrition. I'll be talking about these two things, and I'll be using intermittent fasting as my nutrition and nutritional plan, and I'll be using German volume training as my strength training way, and I'll be doing it from today onwards. I'll be updating, it depends upon the interactions I'll get from this particular part, which I'm doing right now. If people are interested, I will be updating every week, or rather once in 3 days. Or if people are more interested, I will be updating every single day. If no one's interested, I'll be posting it once in a month, and I'll explain you the process or how it's going. So yeah, this is the part is all about that. It's all about the transformation, the body transformation, which people desire for. It's for the people who wants to lose fat, even for the people who wants to gain weight or gain muscles in the body. Since I hope everyone knows the importance of staying fit. So yeah, if you are interested, join me in this transformation. And I'll be talking about the German volume training now. Before that, I'm just waiting for a minute, so that if anyone, any of you are interested to call in or just to interact, I can explain you. If not, I'll just explain the GVT and then I'll end this part there itself. And sometimes I might not be able to see the call option. Just text me in the comment section that I've tried calling you, didn't pick me up, so that I can try something again. All right, let's start with German volume training. Okay, this is a 12 weeks, 3 workout plan, basically to bulk up my arms, chest and shoulders, backs and legs, basically covering all parts of the body. And I will be following a 12-week regime here. And this is GVT. And of course, you will be needing weights for this. Not the crazy amount of weights. You just need a pair of dumbbells, which can hold at least 7.5 or 5 kgs or 10 kgs. Depends upon your endurance and how much you can lift. So it's all about that, and pretty much basic of your weights would do a lot on this. So let's start with this. Like, basically what is German volume training? So German volume training, this generally it started with 1930s and 1920s by the Germans, and the scientists in the Germany, they have had a problem. Like, they had issues with the nutrition which the soldiers were consuming back then for the war. So in the Second World War, and even in the First World War, they were having issues with the soldiers who were not able to perform, or rather win over anything when the position or situation which have been put them into. So what they did is they rather focused more on the strength training, but they didn't go for the conventional strength training which Arnold and most of the popular people like Kai Green has gone through or has experienced or has been written books, or as people known them for, like, for that matter, like, they are very popular right now, but they didn't follow this conventional training. So the scientists have come up with something called German volume training. So from this, they wanted, the main agenda of this the specific type of training is to make the soldiers feel more confident, more strength. They get more strength in the arms and biceps and everything, so basically making them quite stronger than they were before. And this German volume training is all of 12 weeks. I'm doing it, and I'll be doing chest and back on the on Monday. Like, if you take that today, I'll be doing chest and back, and in the chest and back, I'll be doing incline bench press. After incline bench press, how to do it? Okay, this is 10 into 10 into 10. Okay, how it works is, like, if you are doing, you are supposed to do 10 sets of each workout.
If you are taking incline bench press, you will be doing 10 sets of incline bench press, and for each set you will be performing 10 repetitions, and for each, after every 10 repetitions, you will be taking 10 seconds of rest. It's like 10 into 10 into 10, one set, 10 repetitions, 10 seconds, same, perform the same same workout, same particular form, and you have to take the same weight. If you are taking 15 kgs or 12.5 kgs in the first form, you have to continue taking the 15.5 or 12.5 for the next 10 sets as well. So basically you are doing 10 sets with the same weight, and you are having 10 repetition, and then you are having 10 seconds of rest with each. So this is how the German volume training works, and all these workouts will hold the same thing. None of these workouts will be like 9 sets or 3 sets with 15 repetitions, 17 repetitions, 25 repetitions, nothing like that. It's basically 10 sets, and along with the 10 sets, you will be going with 10 repetitions and 10 repetitions with 10 second rest. You can go for more than 15 second rest, provided if you are performing 15 repetitions right now in this set and you are trying to minimize one more repetition, which means that all in all, you have to perform 100 repetitions. No matter how much you will do in your one repetition, you can go for 15 reps at one, you might go for 20 reps at one. If you go for 20 repetitions at one, you will be performing only 5 sets. That's how it is. So it's not that you have to perform 10 repetitions in one set itself. It depends upon your energy. If you want to perform 20 repetitions, and then if you want to perform 30, you can go for it. If you want to do 40 right now, and then if you want to go for 30 back again, you can go for it again. So it's basically, it's all about how much you can able to push yourself in one repetition. And then once you're done with the first repetition, how much is left, based on that, you will be taking your rest. Your rest levels will be depend on that. It's not that you're not supposed to take more than 20 seconds of rest. You can also take 20 seconds of rest, but you're not supposed to take more than 20 seconds, which is 30 seconds. So go with 10 seconds of rest in between each repetitions, and then go for 20, then go for 30. Hey, Alan. Hello. So this is how it works basically. And the first, today I'll be starting with incline bench press, and then I'll be starting with bent over row. I think these are perfect for the back actually. And I'll be doing chest and back today. So the incline bench press is for the chest. I'll be doing incline bent row, and then I'll be doing incline dumbbell press again for the chest, and for the biceps I'll be for the back I'll be doing single arm row. So this is how we'll be doing. You'll be focusing one on the chest muscles, and focusing on the back. So chest and back are the biggest muscle groups on your body. One of the biggest, like that, you have thighs also, you have legs as well. So these are the biggest muscle groups, but you are concentrating more on the chest and you're concentrating more on the back, because today is the chest and back day. So as I said, that the first exercise would be incline bench press. Second one is bent over row. Third is incline dumbbell press. Fourth is single arm row. And then this is where we will end it. So what, 4 repetitions, right? Not 4 exercises. And you will be performing 400 repetitions. And you'll be taking 10 seconds for each repetition, right? Each set. So there will be 40 sets, 400 repetitions, and 40 seconds of rest, or 10 seconds of rest in each set. So this is how we will be doing it. This is for chest and back. And the next, tomorrow I'll be working on legs. When I work on legs, I'll be working on front squat. Once I'm done with front squat, I'll be going for Romanian deadlift. It's an intermediate to advanced level of a workout. It might be difficult for you to perform it. And the third is Bulgarian split squat. It's basically you will be holding your, like, keeping your leg on some bench source where it's very stationary. Then you'll be going 30 degrees down. So that is Romanian Bulgarian split squat, not Romanian, it's a Bulgarian split squat. And you will be doing it like 10 repetitions of each. As I said, each and every repetition, each and every workout, you will be doing 10 sets and 10 repetitions. You'll be giving 10 seconds of rest for each sets. And then you'll be doing kettlebell swing. You basically take a kettle, and it should be around like 3 to 5 kgs, depends upon your energy and your strength. And you'll be swinging the kettlebell. So you'll be going with kettlebell swing as well. Along with the kettlebell swing, you will also be performing the normal lunges. So lunges are very important for your type 3 muscle fibers, which is in your legs. And it also bifurcates the muscle tissues, which is there in your forearms and legs, and also will triggers the tissues, which is there in your calves as well. So this is very important. Lunges are very important. So this is my day two. Hey lady Anna, welcome. And I finished my Wednesday, I finished Thursday. So coming to Friday, I'll be working out on shoulders and arms. So basically this is all about, like, once you're done with chest and back in the Wednesday, you will be going for legs, because you don't want to keep more pressure on your bigger muscles, because you are targeting your chest, you're targeting your back on Wednesday, which is a bigger muscles of your body. Then you'll be coming to the smaller muscles of your body, and then you'll be coming back to the bigger muscles, because you don't want to put a lot of stress in your body to take in. There will be soreness, and the soreness will not be like one day or two day. It will take long time, because you're following German volume training. In German volume training, for each and every repetition, you will be performing more. For each and every set, you'll be performing more and more repetitions. You'll be performing 100 repetitions in 10 sets. You can go for five sets with 100. It depends upon your endurance and stamina, as I already said. So these are the things I'll be following in terms of workout. But as I said that this is a German volume training place, I'm including intermittent fasting here. So this will be a toll on you, a toll on your health as well, because it's not that easy for you to manage both of it. You will be not consuming any calories in the morning, so that and you will be working out in the morning as well. So you will be working exactly in the mid of 7 hour of fasting from either end. You will be starting, suppose if you're starting from 3 in the afternoon, at 10 o'clock you will be fasting for 7 hours. And if you work out at 10 p.m., then you'll be having 7 hours of fasting again for the next day. So you'll be working exactly in the mid, because of your endurance levels. It will increase your endurance levels. It will decrease the inflammation. And German volume training will work best with the IF. And for the people who are joining in, I'll just tell you that, the transformation is all about the body, like your physical appearance, you know. Basically body transformation, I want to say, and you can do it in any ways. I'm doing it with intermittent fasting and German volume training. I'm starting it from today, and I also like to do with martial arts, and I also do with martial arts and this kickboxing, but I don't have the equipments right now to do it. So that's why I'm going with strength training, with this German volume training. You can also do with the basic exercises like jogging and all, yoga and everything, but most of it depends upon the nutrition you consume. So that's why I'm keeping it very strict with GVT here. So I was explaining the GVT for people, how it works and how you're supposed to do it, and how you have to concentrate the bigger muscle groups on one day, and every alternate day you will be targeting your bigger muscle groups, and every other day you will be targeting your smaller groups. So smaller muscle groups are not that much of a big deal for you, but when it comes to bigger muscle group, you will feel the strain in your body. There might be a chance where you might go completely blackout, because this is like a 10 repetitions with 10 seconds of a rest, and you're supposed to do 100 repetitions in each and every form, and you'll be doing minimum of 6 forms in this. This will be quite difficult for most of the people. This is not an beginner level workout. This is more for an advanced and intermediate level, because their muscle maturity will not be that much. So there are high chances that the soreness will be too much that you cannot able to handle yourself. So make sure that you are worked out before following this German volume training. At least 6 months of experience would do. It's not that that less also. It should be minimum 1 year, but it's okay if you can go with 6 months experience, because you cannot able to lift more than 10 kgs of weights if you're not worked out for more than 6 months, because again, it depends upon your stamina and the way your body is built in, how much you can able to lift. But the thing is, you have to work out 100 repetitions in every set, in every exercise. So every form you have to do 100 repetitions, and if you are doing 5 exercises in 1 day, you have to do 500 repetitions with 50 sets and 10 seconds each on every set. So that will be quite difficult for your muscle tissues to take in, and there will be extreme soreness and you cannot able to handle it. I come into that category. I'm not sure what category you come into, but hopefully whatever I'm telling is quite understandable for you people. So as I again said that I explained till now what is GBT and what are the what will be my working schedule and everything. So I'll be starting from today, and couple of people have already shown some interest in that, and they'll be doing with me as well. So let's see how it goes. We'll be updating every weekend, so probably next Wednesday, and I'll be following intermittent fasting along with it. I can also follow multiple other types of nutrition plans also there. Like you can go for low carb cycle, high carb cycle, keto, IF, GM, and you know, water diet. There are so many diets out there, but you have to go with the one which is very feasible for you, which you can able to feel like, you know, you're not supposed to feel that you're having a diet. You're supposed to make it like a lifestyle. So which diet you can make it look like a lifestyle, go with it. For me, intermittent fasting is basically a lifestyle. So I'll be going with this, and the transformation will start from today. And at the end of 90th day, we'll see how it will get impacted. All right, I think none of you have anything to ask or say on this particular topic. So I will be ending this pod since it's recording, and I'll be starting right away with another one which is not recorded. So if there's anything apart from this, if you want to talk or anything, so please join me with that. Thank you.